The third production of the summer season is Waitress. It's at the Timberlake Playhouse, and it's great to catch up with associate producer Chaz Wolcott. Chaz, thank you so much for your time. How are things going?
Oh, thank you for having me. It is wonderful over here. We are cooking up a really great show this week, and we are super excited to open this coming Friday.
Waitress featuring the music of Sarah Bareilles. Now, that's quite interesting. I know she's a very accomplished actress and singer. So tell us a little bit about the production.
Yeah, so Waitress is based on a 2007 film. It starred Terry Russell, and Sarah Bareilles took it and turned it into a musical. It was an incredibly big hit. She actually starred in it on Broadway, and now we are getting to do it out here in Mount Carroll. It opens this weekend, July 11th through the 27th.
Talk a little bit about the lead actresses in this show, if you would, Chaz.
Oh, I would love to. We are super excited to have three of the best waitresses around. So they happen to be incredible actors, singers, and dancers as well. They are wonderful women that are here from New York City. Production stars Emily Gardenhire. She is an equity actress out of Philadelphia, actually. And she has come out here and is beautifully singing this role and acting this role. You're going to love her. The show is super emotional, so you'll be laughing hysterically, and I cannot see the show without crying myself. So it gets a little bit of everything. You really feel for Jenna and love her and fall in love with her story and root for her. So you're going to go through all the emotions as she's living her life on that stage.
You know, that is interesting. Do you enjoy productions that take you on an emotional roller coaster?
Oh, of course. I mean, I think theater is supposed to be an escape, right? It's supposed to be a chance to walk in someone else's shoes and understand someone else's life and maybe, you know, gain some empathy for them or understand people better. And so, I mean, when a show like Waitress is so powerful and so well-crafted that you go on all these different emotional journeys in one 2.5-hour session, I think that's kind of the whole point of theater. So I think it's beautiful when that can happen. And when a show is written so beautifully that you care about the character the whole time, like Waitress, I think it's powerful. That's what theater's for, you know, and it's awesome to be able to be a part of it.
This is something I've talked to Tommy a little bit about as well. You are now going from a 2-week to a 3-week run. And he says, you'll see people coming back a second or a third time to watch a show. Are you going to see maybe this in this production of Waitress?
I think so, because I think what's awesome about a show like Waitress is I think a lot of folks don't quite know what it is. They maybe have never seen it, never heard of it, but the show is really, really, really great. Sarah Bareilles is a Grammy Award-winning singer. She knows how to write a song, and it feels musical theater-y, but also pop music and country, and it has a little bit of everything in there, and it's really enjoyable. We've got some scrumptious treats that you can purchase in the lobby. I'm not going to give it away, but the show is set in a pie diner, and our character Jenna is famous for making up these elaborate and creative pies. So I can't say what's available in the lobby, but I think even for that alone, you might want to come back multiple times.
Well, I love pies because when I was growing up, I would have my mom, instead of make me a birthday cake, I said I'd rather have a birthday pie.
Wow. Well, this production is for you. Most of the show talks about what's amazing about Jenna is she is this, you know, small town waitress in a diner, and she's in a loveless and abusive marriage, and she escapes her mundane life by dreaming up these pie recipes, some really elaborate ideas, you know, and they're always themed about something that's going on in her life. And so she has that escape, and we get to see that on stage. And the way it's all crafted not only sounds delicious, as she describes the recipe, but the way that we craft it in the show is so innovative, and the concept of it is so cool. So I think you might love it if you're a big pie lover.
Okay, again, we're visiting with Chaz Wolcott at Timberlake Playhouse. Now, Chaz, you were telling me you were at Timberlake last year. You've been there for a while now. Talk a little bit about the appeal of Timberlake Playhouse and Summerstock Theater.
Oh, of course, yeah. I mean, this theater is basically out in the woods. It's in the middle of a cornfield. and I think it is this hidden gem. I think the people that have been to Timberlake before probably have a great memory of seeing a show here. But if you've never been to Timberlake, it is you know, out in the country, and we assemble this incredible group of actors and designers and technicians and all of these amazing people from all over the country, from New York City, LA, all over, Chicago, and we bring them in here and they spend the summer making shows. And the magic that happens in that playhouse is something that brings me so much joy, and it's so amazing to watch all of these incredible people make some art out here. And I think that if you've never been, you will have a great time. Waitress is a beautiful show to come try out to Burleigh Playhouse. You'll have a, like I said, an emotional journey. This show is so, so well crafted. You know, I love musical theater. It's my entire life. It's what I do for a living, how I spend all of my days. And even for me, this is one of those shows that I get excited about because it just has everything, something for everybody. And it's really, really, really fresh and really fun.
Now, you, of course, are the listed as the producer, but I'm sure you've been on the stage. Do you miss being on the stage when you're producing a show?
No, because so much. I get to do a little bit of everything. I have paint on my fingers right now because I was helping paint last night. I get to look at the actors and talk about things. I get to have my hand a little bit in everything, and it's actually more fulfilling because I get to experience it. And one of my favorite things about producing, being on this side of things, is I get to sit in the audience on opening night, and I get to see how people react to this thing that I've watched and helped craft the whole time, and that is amazing. You know, when you're on stage, you got to think about your costume change and you got to remember your lines. You don't get to experience it, you know, as I get to sit there with just beaming with pride over all of my incredible colleagues and friends doing an amazing piece of theater on stage and people cheering for it. And that's the best. And I can't wait for Friday because that's what's going to happen. I think audiences are going to love this show.
Okay. Again, thank you so much for your time. And finally, you said something there that I found pretty interesting. Enjoy sitting in the in the audience and watching, you know, what is going on the stage. But do you take a look around the audience as well and see what their reaction is?
Oh, yeah. I feel like that's my whole job. You know, when I direct a show or produce a show, I got to make sure the audience is getting it, laughing at the right jokes, crying, hopefully, at the right moments. And so I take in everything. I try to keep an eye on the people around me and, you know, listen for sniffles or see who's laughing and telling their husband it's the best joke they've ever heard. You know, that's our job. We want to make sure all those beautiful lyrics are coming through, make sure we can hear everything, make sure we can see everything. I want to make sure everybody's happy when they come out to see this show. And I really do think they're going to be. We have this amazing set. Costumes look perfect. The lighting is the best we've had. It is just going to be a great show. I think people are really going to love it.
Well, you're doing a good job of selling it. I appreciate your time. Thank you so much. It was really enjoyable catching up with you. Enjoy the production.
Thank you. Thanks.
Again, that's Chaz Wolcott at the Timberlake Playhouse. Waitress, third production, opening on Friday.